This is Twit.
But Gordon, I was looking at that tuner there, you know, and we don't like to use tuners when we don't have to, you know. We say cut you a dipole for the right length, but it's not always possible to get away without a tuner. Can you tell us a little more about that one you've got sitting right there?
This, of course, is the MFJ manual antenna tuner. And did you want me to quick demo it now or a little later on in the show? Because it's all hooked up, ready to roll.
Well, let's go ahead and do it now. It looks like it's ready to go there. And
Okay, sounds good. And by the way, thanks to Tracy, WA6ERA, and Jody for the great photos of Visalia. The manual tuner, it can tune up just about anything. First thing you want to do is to make sure you have the correct lead on the back going to your transceiver. Today we're using the ICOM 9100, and you want to make sure that you've got your antenna selector that we have right here that is tuned to the correct antenna you're on. Now, I'm going to turn up the volume, and the first thing we want to do with a manual tuner to get it close to the tune-up spot is listen for background noise. And I'm going to rotate through here, and you're going to hear the background noise come up. I'm going to turn. Nope. 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 Better. Oh, yeah. Hear the difference between this. Now we go to the outside capacitance knobs and rotate them quickly. And now we do the other one. Now we come back on inductance on receive. Yeah, that's the sweet spot. Then we would go ahead and transmit. But I don't dare transmit or else I'll knock myself out of Skype. But this is how you adjust a manual tuner. First tune for maximum noise with both the outside antenna and the rig controls straight up and down. When you get to the spot, click, click, click of maximum antenna noise, then rotate the outside two knobs, touch it up again, and then go to transmit. And later on, we'll tell you about reading the SWR bridge that's built into the tuner. So you tune your tuner by first increasing the audio capabilities of that tuner, pulling out signals, and what in this case, white noise over the air. That's how we do it, George. Back to you.
Good stuff, Gordo. And one thing I have often heard, and you may can verify it there, on that particular tuner you're using there, that is a switched inductor. In other words, there's an inductor in there with several taps, and that's a rotary switch, and it's got multiple positions, so you're tapping in just however much inductance you need. But you don't want to adjust that when you're transmitting. You want to let off that push-to-talk button or key or whatever you're using, then turn your inductor a click and key again. Is that correct?
That is correct. You never want to rotate that inductor, which you can hear here, click, 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 click. You don't want to rotate that on transmit because even with 20 watts, you'll blister those contacts, and then you'll need a whole new rotating channel-changing selector from MFJ. So only on receive do we listen for maximum noise.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Yeah, antenna tuners there. Something we don't like to talk about a lot, but just between you and me, I've got one over here in the rack because my antenna's not resonant on all bands. And it works, you know. It's better if you can cut a resonant antenna, but not always possible. So good demo there on the manual tuner. Of course, there's auto tuners too, and we'll be looking at some more of these in the future. There's a lot of different types out there.